Box A, Motivation. In the drawing programs in Chapter 15, you probably notice some flickering. Flickering occurs when you draw one thing and then draw something over it quickly afterwards. The process of drawing over a previously drawn pixel is called overdraw. The eye, being quite sensitive to change in movement, picks up on overdraw, and a flickering phenomenon is seen. Although flickering may work for some applications that are not graphic intensive, it is not acceptable for games, which are graphic-intensive applications. Therefore, we are motivated to look for a solution. Double buffering provides such a solution. Note that double buffering is an important concept, which is also used in direct 3D programming. The problem with overdraw is not so much the overdraw itself, but rather that we see the overdraw. More specifically, because we are drawing to the client rectangle, which we can always see, we are literally watching the image get drawn. Thus, the user notices the brief flicker in color when an overdraw occurs. We see the color of the first graphic object that was drawn, and then a fraction of a second later, a new color is drawn as we draw an object on top of it. So our solution to the flickering problem doesn't necessarily need to solve the overdraw problem. Rather, it just needs to keep the viewer from seeing the overdraw. This is where double buffering comes in. Box B, Theory. The idea of double buffering is quite simple. Instead of drawing directly to the client area of the window, we instead draw to an off-screen surface called the back buffer, which will be a blank bitmap that will represent our virtual canvas. Since the back buffer is not directly visible, overdraw is not a problem. That is, we will not see the overdraw as it happens because we cannot see the back buffer. We are no longer watching the image get painted. Once we have drawn all the graphics to the back buffer, we will have a completed 2D image on the back buffer. We can then copy the back buffer image contents to the window client area in one go with the bitblit function. Since the back buffer contains the completed frame, the only thing we will need to draw to the window client area is the contents of the back buffer, and therefore we will have zero overdraw on the client area window and thus avoid flicker. To keep consistent with Direct 3D vocabulary, we will refer to the process of copying the back buffer image to the window client area as presenting. For example, saying we present the back buffer means we copy the back buffer to the window client area. Box C, Double Buffering Variables. In the textbook, we develop a class to represent the back buffer. We don't have room to go over it here, but we highlight its data members and some member functions to give you an idea of how the implementation of double buffering proceeds. MH Wind, a handle to the main window. We need this handle to obtain a device context associated with the main window. MHDC, a handle to a system memory device context to which we will associate the back buffer bitmap. We need this because all GDI functions are done through a device context. So in order to draw to the back buffer bitmap, we need a device context associated with it. Note that this device context is not the window device context, which is associated with the main window's client area. MH Surface, a handle to the bitmap that serves as our back buffer, that is, our render target, the bitmap we will draw onto. MH Old Object, a handle to the previous bitmap that was loaded by the device context. Recall that it is good form to restore the original GDI object when done with a new one. M-Width, the width of the bitmap matrix in pixels. In other words, how many horizontal pixels across the bitmap surface. M-Height, the height of the bitmap matrix in pixels. In other words, how many vertical pixels across the bitmap surface. Box D, Presenting. The present method presents the contents of the back buffer to the main window's client area. In order to do this, the method needs a handle to the device context associated with the main window's client area. This can be obtained from the internal MHWind data member. The implementation of this method is fairly simple. It simply copies the pixels from the back buffer to the window's client area with the bitblit function. We copied bitmaps to the client area in Chapter 15. At that time, we loaded our bitmap data from BMP files. Here, we are actually drawing to the bitmap and generating it ourselves, and then we copy it to the client area. One thing worth emphasizing is that we should release the window DC when we are done with it. The window DC is a valuable GDI resource, and we should only hold on to it when we need it to draw.